Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Nick St. Pierre, VP and Office of the CTO at Sandvine. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Allison.
You're becoming a Chip Chat veteran. This, I believe, is your third time on the show. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience again and talk a little bit about Sandvine.
Certainly. So I'm Nicholas. I have the role of Vice President in the Office of the Chief Technology Officer here at Sandvine. My role includes any future-looking projects, endeavors that Sandvine may entertain, turn into products, turn into solutions. These include very large transformative projects for our company. They include virtualization. They include testing the performance and feature set of our platform for all of our customers, which encompasses mostly communication service providers, but globally.
Sandvine has been a collaborator with Intel for a number of years. Where do you see the solutions that are being adopted today, the industry's status compared to a year ago, and what are you most excited about that Sandvine has delivered to the market?
Since our last chat, I think I've detected a lot more maturity in public disclosure of large communication service providers adopting orchestration protocols, ONM, or open source management. It's really reassuring because it's being led mostly by communication service providers, not just vendors and manufacturers such as Sandvine, but our own customers are getting into the game. They're driving standards. And from our point of view, the application of our VNF, it's now production. It's now a revenue-generating solution for us. Our customers have the confidence of rolling out VNFs in their own infrastructure on third-party or commercial off-the-shelf hardware powered by Intel, and they have the same tool set now to manage such deployments in the data center. So it's a bit of a change for them to go from the central office to the data center, and now they have the support of all of the orchestration and management and the tool sets to make that happen. When we start now having this snowballing effect of more vendors, more VNS, NFV infrastructure getting bigger, and then we get into the changes to infrastructure and the maturity of that infrastructure.
Now, you guys have delivered some very compelling software to the industry with the Sandvine Virtual Series. Tell me about that and how the response has been from customers to those solutions.
So the Sandvine Virtual Series is based on our Sandvine solution sets, our legacy product that we call it, of all of our policy traffic switch and traffic steering engine, service delivery engine. So those are part and parcel of any solution set that we sell. And typically they've been hardware based. They've been appliance based. 3 years ago, we released the Virtual Series of all of these components, which fit into the NFV model. Our customers adopted this very quickly. Our customers now have the ability to deploy all appliance base, all virtual base in an NFV infrastructure, or a hybrid. So our existing customers can now complement all of these rollouts with either larger or smaller rollouts of the Virtual Series that really fit the market in which they're being deployed. They can really optimize their budget. They can optimize all their CapEx and buy what they need today and grow for what they need tomorrow. So the licensing of the software is very flexible. And our customers are actually adopting our virtual network function at the same rate that they are our hardware policy. So it bodes really well for us in our Virtual Series product portfolio.
Now, I know that as part of Intel's recent Xeon Scalable processor launch, Sandvine featured some incredible performance figures based on the Intel Scalable Xeon Gold series processor. Can you tell me about that?
The gains that we see are transformative for us because it allows our customers to keep the same footprint, keep the same compute infrastructure, move to a new microarchitecture in the Xeon Scalable processor and see tremendous gain. We're talking just on the network point of view from our policy traffic switch, a 64% better throughput. And that's really the packet forwarding rate of our data plane equipment. And that's critical. The biggest increases that we measured were in the most difficult and most challenging part of our product, which is packet forwarding for very small packets. In a network-based or data plane VNF network function, most of them tend to really decrease the performance as you decrease the packet size because they have to work so much harder to copy packets from the network card to the CPU to the DRAM and read and write and apply rules. So now you have to work on a 64-byte packet, you have to work 30 times harder than you would on a 1,500-byte packet, for example. So this will be transformative for our customers.
What are the types of technologies that you may be able to integrate in to your solution based on the fact that you're able to deliver more functionality per core?
So there's two aspects of the Intel Xeon Scalable processors that open up some new doors. The first one is the way the caches are re-architectured. So now we have a much bigger L2 cache for instruction sets or data sets. That allows us to be much quicker and keep some tables completely in cache and have a really good cache coherency for our packet table lookups. That means more flexibility in the type of operations and more permutation in the number of operations that we can do on a packet. The second one is the instruction set. So now we have AVX 512. The performance increase that we get of this, just the width of data that we can copy in and out of memory, allows us to really fine-tune our upcoming machine learning algorithms. We'll be able to copy large amount of data sets and then do extremely fast lookups to complete our machine learning, which is really dependent and time-sensitive. Another aspect is sometime lost in the technical papers, but there's been a lot of work that was done in the scalable processor here in the DRAM access and how you access the memory from the point of view of each core. We've gone from sort of a ring architecture to more of a matrix architecture. So we have much faster access to DRAM, especially under very heavy workload in very large VM sizes where the majority of the cores are running constantly at 100%. And this is due, for example, to the use of DPDK, the polling mode driver, that allows us to have much higher performance. The use of that technology combined with the matrix-like architecture to address the DRAM will also make our product faster, allow us then to put new features into our software.
Obviously, this is a lot of new capability that you're delivering to the market. What has the customer response been thus far?
From the point of view of our customers, working with Intel network builders really facilitated the exchange after the announcement by Intel at the launch there of the Xeon Scalable processor. So majority of our customers are also end users of the Intel Network Builder program. So there's actually a connection that occurs between us and our customers via Intel at a technology level. And that's really interesting because we work with Intel to demonstrate the performance gain that occur with these Xeon Scalable processor. At the same time, our own customers who are on the receiving end of these reports are also part of the same ecosystem in Intel Network Builder. So they get the documentation. They get all the solution briefs really quickly. And an hour later, we're on the phone and we're going over all these results. And the reaction has been extremely positive, and it's led to more interaction coming on. So my schedule's filling up really quickly.
Where can folks find out more about the Sandvine solutions or talk to a member of your team in engaging in a trial or POC deployment?
As always, sandvine.com. All of our literature, all of our solution briefs are available there for download and getting in contact with either a local technical team or a local account management team as we're just globally deployed. The website is really the central point to see all of this. We have our Twitter account where we announce things such as our test results and certainly our YouTube channel, Sandvine, and our Twitter handle is at Sandvine.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, thanks so much for being on the show. Keep delivering the great results, and we'll keep inviting you back.
All right, Allison. Thank you.